Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Son, please, we'll sit
down. Good morning. Good morning to you.
It's a Thursday big breakfast, and I've got the Radugo over the top of that. Yes, good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m., a Thursday morning, post-Origin Thursday morning. I hope everyone's still in bed asleep. I'm sure there's probably a bunch of Queenslanders out there that aren't asleep. They're probably still cracking
like myself.
Along.
Yeah, what are you wearing, LT?
LT just walked in, by the way, so...
Wearing my Queensland jumper.
Yeah, he's got this dodgy old jacket on.
You traitor. Or are you a Queenslander?
I'm a Queenslander.
Ah, well, we can't hold that against you.
Anyway, the show today is about being macho.
Like Queensland were last night.
Yes, they were. They were a lot more macho. We will discuss Origin a bit later on. I do have my opinions on Origin, as I always do. And Maddie even has an opinion on Origin today.
I have an opinion.
He has a sports opinion.
On sport?
Mm. Yeah. Yep, on sport.
A sports opinion. I'm
my wife told me this opinion, so this is my opinion.
We're also going to do a couple of tributes to the late great Macho Man Randy Savage, who passed away last week.
Yeah. The young ones always go too early.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and was part of my youth growing up. He was one of my favourites. So we'll talk about him, and we've got a few great promos that he cut back in the day. We're also going to talk about... Oh, actually, I wanted to talk about prune juice.
Nice.
It's very effective, can I say? It's amazingly effective, actually. For people that don't know me, I work in North Sydney, and so I usually go straight from the studio to North Sydney in the car, and basically the prune juice worked its magic from Hunters Hill, which I am, where we are, to North Sydney, and I literally was doing the I need a poo walk from my car to my place of work.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And... it's really, really difficult to walk along the street and walk fast enough that no one notices, but fast enough that you know you're going to get to the toilet on time.
Did you talk to yourself while you were walking down the road?
I was kind of
Come
swearing.
Come on, man, just hold it in. Come on, keep it in there.
I was swearing a bit. I was saying, not now. You know,
did you have to sit down every now and again?
What were you thinking?
Slow the process
about the person
down?
Who fed you the fruit juice?
Look, I harbour no ill will against you dimwits. However,
I had nothing to do with the prune juice.
You won. If you had lost, you wouldn't have had to deal with it.
Well, if I'd gotten a fair count, I think, you know, it would have been a bit different.
Fair count.
It was
go
a fair count.
Go back to the tape.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Listen to it when the podcast comes up.
Yep.
Mate, I'm telling you, that stuff works. It worked big time. Seriously, I could have painted the Vatican when I got upstairs. When I got to the, I thought I'd get all this out of the way now.
I'm glad you got it all out then as well.
Yeah.
Before anyone else is awake.
Well, anyway, if anybody's out there and you're in the car and you're feeling a little blocked up, I highly recommend sculling prune juice. Just hold the nose and get it down your throat. And
what does it taste like? Because it looked like dirty dishwater.
It tastes like prunes.
Wow.
Funnily enough.
You wouldn't expect that, would you?
No.
I can't actually honestly say I've eaten a prune ever.
You've never had a prune?
Never had a prune.
Well, there's a... That sounds like a dare, doesn't it?
I think he still has one owing, doesn't he?
Actually.
Speaking of owing, I've got a bodyguard now. I've got my own 6'6" ginger to protect me against your ones.
How tall was he?
You said it was 6'6", right?
Arctic is 6'6".
6'6". Sorry, I just wanted to hear you say 6'6" again.
Ow.
Oh, that, by the way,
ow.
Talking about that,
yes.
Talking about
6'6".
Lisping and,
oh. Yep.
And speech and speech things.
Yep.
A friend of mine, a colleague of mine, who listens to this show, who listens to the podcast of this show, noticed that LT is picking up your lisp.
It's carrying over, is it?
Yeah.
See, normally people pick up accent.
Is
know,
it contagious?
You work with a British
it
person.
It must be. I think you've been sitting next to him for too long.
So, considering what you
Thanks,
do for
mate.
A living, LT, that's not a good idea.
Why?
Well, there's nothing worse than spitting all over the food you cook.
I spit in everyone's food anyway.
Okay.
He's a Queenslander. What do you reckon?
Especially blues.
That's how they cook, mate. They cook in
saliva. So, I'm getting a lisp. list.
Well, supposedly, that's, yeah, I got that feedback that you've been.
I think your colleagues, yeah.
And you crazy. Haven't started getting that lisp, so you're a bit behind. You need to catch up.
I've got a strong mind. I don't pick up other people's bad traits. I only pick up their good ones.
Do I have any good ones?
That's why I haven't picked up anything from you. Anyway, today we're going to have big breakfast news of the week, which I must admit I've outdone myself with the news that I've found. Yeah, it should be a great show. Again, it's about macho man. It's about being macho. So, you know, when you're going to work today, give someone an all yeah for the macho man. Fly off the
don't
top
do it like that, no.
What about a bit of the let's get ready to photocopy?
We could do that. Yeah, that's great, actually. Or we could, you know, make sure you put the finishing fax on someone, you know, put him in a fax hold.
Give someone the Ric Flair chop.
That's a good idea.
What is a Ric Flair chop? And can you show it to me on Stokesy?
We could actually really do that on you, Matt. Yeah. That might kill your lisping.
Maybe that might be part of the punishment that you still owe us.
A Ric chair
flop. A Ric chair flop.
No, a Ric Flair slap, which is across the chest like a real... Like that.
And then you
got to
go,
woo!
Yeah. Jeez. That,
how was the overload on that?
I think that blew up the radio station, that one. Anyway, welcome aboard. Big breakfast train at 6:06, and it's Thursday big breakfast.
Tickets are now being checked.
Ooh, yeah! Macho Man Randy Savage, Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, was in a state of shock when Ricky the Dragon Steamboat came back, yeah. But this time, in front of the largest audience in the world, I will not only embarrass you, not only pin you with the 1-2-3 count, but I'm going to put you out of wrestling for good. Oh, yeah, Dragon, I am the Lord and Master of the Ring, and you're going to find that out, one athlete to another, right now. You can't be with me, no. History beckons the Macho Man, yeah.
That was the great Macho Man, awesome wrestler.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
He that promo was cut just before he went out to fight Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in WrestleMania. I think it was WrestleMania 6. I think it might have been WrestleMania 6, according to my notes. Yeah, so that was one of the first wrestling matches. It was for the Intercontinental Championship belt, and it was one of the first matches that was like really fast. Like there was none of the theatrics that went into
just
fights up until
wrestle.
Then. Yeah, they yeah. actually there was 16 pin attempts in one match, which was unheard of back then.
You
to do 16.
You
in
do
one
know
match.
That it's choreographed, don't you?
Of course, it's choreographed.
Cool, just yeah. putting it out there.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of skill involved with choreographing it.
Nah. It's like American football. It's got on.
Oh, right. Sounds like another thing coming on.
Yeah, maybe we can get a wrestler in.
Get
there.
A wrestler in to
actually,
throw Matty around.
I actually know a guy who runs Australian wrestling, Hollywood Brett Sheargold. He could probably organise a midget wrestler for me.
Stokesy?
I'm not a midget wrestler. Oh. I don't think so, anyway.
I didn't get me Maccas this morning either, so my stomach's making funny noises.
So there's a Thursday big breakfast where we do the heavy hitting issues.
Yep.
Now Stokesy, you might want to talk into your microphone.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to organise something else because you know I'm trying to multitask here because just for people out there, our systems are a little dodgy this morning, so I'm trying
you're
trying
the
to get
little
things
dodgy
organised.
Because of the system.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so
that's what we call Stokesy now, the system.
State of Origin,
yes.
LT, you must be happy about the result. You must be getting bored though. Surely.
I tell you what, New South Wales definitely needed that sort of false hope of leading 8 minutes in and then to watch Queensland march down the field methodically and score a try to win the game. I think everyone's talking about how New South Wales will get a lot of confidence out of the game. I honestly believe they won't. When the game was on the line, Queensland had the ball 80 metres out and methodically marched down the field in six tackles and scored a try with ease.
Yeah.
So I don't know how great that will be for the New South Wales confidence.
It just seemed like, for me, I just don't know how fair it is, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously the skill level's totally different, but it's like watching kids play against men. It's just, we couldn't get a quick play the ball, we couldn't get up off the ground and get a roll on, and And can I say that Cameron Smith is an expert at slowing a play the ball down and not getting penalised. Yep. He is amazing at it.
It's all about the look back at the ref.
Oh, he just little things, you know. He'll hold the ball with his hand a little bit, or he'll just keep his head in the tackle a bit longer, or little shove as he's getting up. Just little subtle things that the referees don't see or just refuse to penalise. I don't know. But
which one's Cameron Smith? Is he on the good
side? He's the Maroons.
He's one of the good ones.
He's an evil person.
See, well, the thing is,
he works for the evil empire.
I hope New South Wales keep the team, because if you look at what Queensland did back when New South Wales used to stomp Queensland. Queensland persisted, kept Lockyer in there, kept Thurston in there until they became the players that they are. So I hope New South Wales don't now panic, you know, and make mass changes, drop everyone and get rid of them, because, yeah, you'll never compete. And when Queensland used to win back in the day when we had inferior, you know, quality players, it was all about the passion of playing for Queensland. That's what got us over the line. I think New South Wales need to take a book out, take a leaf out of that book.
This is my issue with what little I know about football. And I'm not a huge
fan. Can I just say, didn't you ring me last night and say I'm about to go to bed at about kickoff?
Yeah, I did. And I went straight. I watched some Simpsons and went straight to bed. I didn't bother watching the game. Do you know why I didn't bother watching the game?
Because you're from Melbourne.
Because I said to my wife while I was driving a couple of days ago, said, I'm actually going to put a bet on for the Maroons to win. I never bet on anything. Do you know why?
Wow, that's like betting that the sun's going to rise.
You would have got about $1.20 on that.
It wasn't even just that. It was the fact that, you know, the Blues have been getting their butt kicked now for a few years. And to fix it, they take a coach who has just systematically run two teams into the ground.
Testify.
I mean, I don't know who Ricky Stewart was before. But when I moved to New South Wales, all I ever saw was Ricky Stewart, bomb. Ricky Stewart, bomb. And then he went to the Sharks, and it was like, yes, we've got Ricky Stewart, everything's going to be great. For two matches, it was great. And then he ran the Sharks into the ground, and then he got fired, and they went, well, he's just done that for the last 5 years, so let's give him the Blues, because let's be honest, he can't bugger that up any more than the previous coach. So get someone decent.
I think they're trying to do is put a coach in there that isn't affiliated with any team.
I'm not surprised.
Because Queensland do that with Mal Meninga, and that's what they're trying to do. But to be honest, at that level coaching, I think, you know.
Crazy idea. Let's get Bennett in. He, you know, half the team was Dragons anyway. So let's just get Bennett to come and play for a couple of extra days for us.
He's a Queenslander, but...
You are listening to 2RRR 88.5. That was Matty with a sports opinion.
I know.
We'll
mark this down. It's 20 past 6.
Mark it down.
I'll be cutting that. Yeah.
Matt had a sports opinion, which actually sounded pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
It's not unreasonable, is it?
You're a bit of a closet fan, I think. Look, Ricky Stewart, look, he won a comp with the Roosters, so he's had a bit of success. Whether or not a lot of Phil Gould behind the scenes worked that team or not, who knows? But
he has
won a comp, and look, he was a great player for the Raiders and great player for New South Wales.
The thing is, I
like the idea that they've got one coach to go through the whole year to do the recruiting, to do the selecting. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Definitely. And on the other hand, it's a really good idea if we want to keep Ricky Stewart out of the normal teams. if we don't want him messing around with any of the normal teams, let's stick him with the Blues and, you know, maybe he can turn them around. But
my big thing with Origin, and especially last night, is I think the refereeing is terrible, and I say that for both teams. It's too slow. The referees allow the tacklers to take their time, and it doesn't allow free-flowing football, which when I want to watch Origin, I want to watch the Stars
It's our showcase game.
And it turns into this slog where all players are trying to do is get up and play it, and they can't because the referees allow these other players to stick around and hang on and... For both teams, New South Wales were just as guilty of doing it as Queensland.
I mean, I was just curious. Didn't LT say that at the end they just pretty much ran from one end of the field to the other two?
Well, that's the difference. See, when Queensland need to get up and play the ball fast, they do. They get a quick play of the ball. They get one. Whereas New South Wales, through the whole game, we never got one really quick set. It was pretty much the two tries we scored were off set pieces when everybody was standing and waiting.
Well, I don't mind telling you. I think I'm glad I went to bed early last night.
Look, you know, it was a good game. It was a good game. It was one of the better games I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's still great quality.
What's your prediction? What do you reckon?
It'd be 3-0 Queensland.
3-0 Queensland?
Yeah. We won't win again.
I reckon 2-1.
I don't see New South Wales getting close.
I reckon it's going to be 2-1. You know, last year it was 3-0, but I reckon they'll give a charity one away this year.
It's a big call.
Mm.
There's a charity one. See, Queensland don't give away games, and they shouldn't.
They did the year before, and the year before that, they gave away one game each.
There's two.
How the hell do I know something like that?
I'm amazed at you, Maddie. What's going on?
It'll have to be in New South Wales.
I think my wife's jaw just hit the ground.
The only way they something just dropped from the roof. Bit of asbestos. The only way...
James Hardy.
The only way New South Wales can win a game is if they win in New South Wales.
And even then, I don't even think they're going to even get close to a sellout. I don't know many people that are actually going to go and watch it.
Yeah, it's a shame, really. I mean,
what's the ticket price to a game like that?
It's about $80 for a few tickets. Probably, I think it's about $40 a ticket on average.
Look at that for a laugh. Just watch on telly.
When you consider there
it's better on telly
there's
too.
50,000 people in Brisbane watching it. Maybe that tells you why Queensland does so much better.
My issue with
than
any large sporting event like that is the parking.
To be honest, and you know, I hate to say this, but it's true. Origin is about Queensland. New South Wales, really. I mean, we've had patches where we've had some spirit and we've gone for it, but really, it's been mainly Queensland that have really taken the concept and run with it. And that's sad to say that, but
because when it started, the New South Wales Rugby League was the one that was televised, and yeah, everyone was New South Wales are better than everyone else, so Queensland had a reason to go out there and want to prove that they're a better state, you know. Whereas now it's everyone gets the same coverage, and you know, when was the last time a Sydney team won the comp?
St. George last year.
Well, except for St. George.
And this year.
That's okay. Just fire your researcher, mate. That wasn't your fault. Well,
they've won one in, what, 10 years?
Yeah, but they won so that. Well.
And well besides, no, I mean New South Wales team.
All right. No, and having said that... West Tigers won one in
1995.
Our Bulldogs won a few years before that. Yep. Our Penrith won. You know,
he doesn't even know anything about rugby league, and he knows about
How many did Melbourne, Brisbane, and
well, I mean, let's be honest. Any Parramatta fan, you go up and ask about Melbourne winning, and they'll spit chips and tell you that they should never have won because they cheated.
And you got Parramatta fans blowing up saying Haynes should be in the team. Yeah, you know, oh, we got to put Idris in. We got to put Haynes in. I just hope they don't ruin it by putting somebody stupid in. But anyway. Not that they're stupid, just stupid selections.
I totally agree with that. Now, Maddie, I noticed here you've changed the wiring on my iPod.
Should work. Hopefully.
Have you put them in the same slots as the ones before, or do I need to change some buttons now?
Out of the two of us, who do you think is probably better qualified to make sure an iPod's working?
So if I press play on this, is it going to play, right?
In theory.
Okay, here we go, everybody. This is experiment two for this morning.
Unless what is your iPod?
My Happiness by Powderfinger. Thursday Big Breakfast, it is 25 to 7, gents.
It is.
47 times a day. That's
47
awesome.
Times a day. That's how many times Matt eats. It's 47 times a day, no. Get out of bed if you're not out of bed yet. It's time to go to work.
Wake up.
Time to listen to us. Anyway, it's time for our strange news of the week. The news for the socially inept and disaffected. Boys, what have you found during the week?
Well, I want you to go first because my story really impacts straight on your one.
Well, the story I found is, I don't know how well researched it is, but we're going to go with it.
This show?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much anything goes. Okay, so men relax best when wives toil. That's the headline. It is the news most women today do not want to hear. Their husbands relax best when their wives are doing the chores. Researchers, and I don't know who these researchers are, probably blokes.
Men, I'm thinking.
Found wives relaxed.
Brave researchers.
Yes, yeah, researchers that are totally...
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah, they're locked in a room about 10 stories down underground. Yeah, researchers found wives relaxed when their husbands helped out with the washing, cooking and cleaning, but men were most at ease when they had their feet up and their other halves were on domestic duty.
Fair enough.
It confirms the traditional stereotype that women work harder for the household than men, often doing twice as much housework as their husbands.
As they should.
Now, boys, you're both married.
Us being macho men, yep. I just thought I'd throw the theme of the week
macho,
in there.
Macho, yeah, of course.
We're both married.
Truth to this researcher's rumour?
It depends, I think.
It depends on whether or not she's listening.
No, no, she, I mean, she definitely does the majority of the housework. I will not argue that, but she likes to do things like clean behind the fridge and things that most people aren't really interested in doing.
A few weeks ago, you said that your wife was anal in a yes. good way. I mean, is she really that nuts?
Yes, absolutely.
She just cleans. Man, yep. I wish I had one like that.
We pay cleaners to come into our house.
Serious?
Yep. And when they get there, the house is already clean. It's the easiest money they ever make because you can't let them clean
actually,
a dirty house.
I actually have a friend of mine who does that. She doesn't like the thought of a cleaner coming in and doing the dirty dishes or cleaning anything, so she cleans everything.
And then the cleaner comes in.
I mean, I have to admit, I'd be of the same thing. I wouldn't want a cleaner coming in and cleaning our filth. It's, you know, it's our filth. We spent
That's
years
why you pay
building
them.
That up.
I mean, it's very... When I'm not working, because I own a restaurant, sometimes I don't chef and don't go in for a couple of days. I make sure the housework's done then, but...
What is the definition of housework? You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's the dishes. That's it.
Vacuuming,
dusting, picking up cat hair, I imagine, in your case.
No. Well, we actually have all floorboards, so it's pretty much sweeps. You know,
cleaning the toilet, cleaning the
Cleaning the toilet, the bathroom.
Isn't that our job as men anyway?
The soap scum.
Cleaning the stovetops, getting inside the oven, cleaning behind the fridge.
Are you hearing this, Catherine?
Cleaning out the garage. What else? Backyard. You got the mowing. You got picking up all the leaves. Fixing up all the spa chemicals. You've got anyway.
You got a spa? if you've gone back to bed, I do apologise.
All right. Well, my article, funnily enough, bounces straight off that because give hubbies 40 years to share the chores. Researchers, clearly the same ones, have calculated that at current trends, 2050 is the year men will finally do an equal share of the housework and childcare. Woohoo!
I think that's Armageddon too, isn't it?
2050, is that when the rapture happens?
The rapture later. I want to talk about the rapture
maybe
later.
The rapture happens the day before that day.
Just when we're about to hit 50-50.
Oh, damn. Bang. Sorry, ladies.
The end of the world happened. We were going to clean up. We were ready.
Yeah, I was going to do it after I finished this game. Yeah. After I finish a beer. After the game's finished.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, this is, and I reckon about 2050 is about the time when New South Wales might actually win a game too. That kind of makes sense.
What do you got, LT?
LT, what do you got to play with?
Sorry.
I got heaps. I might go with the old Florida dog owner, just quickly.
Can I just say this goes right into the macho.
Being macho.
Being macho today.
His dog was getting attacked by an alligator and he punched it until it let go of his dog.
He punched the dog,
helped the alligator out. But I think the more important news of the day, and one that I hope doesn't really set a precedent.
Oh, this is awesome.
Because a lot of people that I work with, I definitely don't want being allowed to do this. In a decision by a Brazilian...
Oh, big side,
yeah. I know.
Decision by a Brazilian
court. Hey, keep
both
your hands on the counter for this one.
Hang on. Yeah. Guys.
Are you going to let me talk or what?
All hands on the desk, please.
I don't want to picture that. It's early in the morning. Lucky I haven't eaten yet. Anyway. In a court today, a Brazilian judge ruled that a 36-year-old female accountant... See, she's an accountant. Anyway, she can legally masturbate at work and watch porn on her work computer. Apparently, she has some sort of chemical imbalance where she gets severe anxiety and hypersexuality unless she masturbates up to 47 times a day. Now, some of the blokes that I've worked with...
McDonald's
first of all,
has changed. I swear to God, McDonald's has changed.
First of all, she's an accountant, so...
Oh, so yeah, she'd have the, you know, the tight hair back of the bun, the glasses, the...
Sounds to me, Maddie's watched too many.
I think Matt's got a movie idea. Yeah.
Maddie's watched too many movies. I like the very
War of the Roses next week.
Oh, God.
I like the very last line of the article that says she can't go ankles up on the desk, and she shouldn't dress provocatively.
And that, I think that's got nothing to do with the legal ruling. It's just that she's not flexible enough to do it.
The thing is, this isn't a particularly attractive woman. Like we all hope that it's thin and attractive. This woman looks more like Roseanne Barr, ladies and gentlemen. Just put that into your mind.
Yeah,
and now get it out of your mind.
Quarter to seven in the morning. Awesome.
Hopefully you've got a radio in the bathroom, because that's probably where you are right now.
Why?
Anyway, because they're probably throwing up.
Talking about
so that kind of opens
somebody
up
had
a lot
too
of,
much prune
it
juice.
It opens
or
up
something.
An awful lot.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
the problem
if
is
she's
if,
allowed
if,
to,
yeah,
then...
Yeah, if she's allowed to, then...
You're going to walk in there and be a bunch of wankers in there. Legal and wankers.
Plankers. It says that she's allowed to watch porn as well. I don't think that should be... Yeah, who's ever going to get work done if you can masturbate and watch porn at work?
But if she's hypersexual, is that...
Having been a person who works from home...
If she's hypersexual, she probably doesn't need the porn, to be honest, right?
Well, I don't really know the condition, to be honest. I think I'm reverse.
I have a question for you. I've asked a couple of... You know, traditional, everyday watch porn on the internet is generally designed for men.
Yep.
You know, certain females I know in the past have said, yeah, I don't mind porn, but it has to be the right kind of porn. You know, just everyday porn doesn't excite women. So
that's because it's days of our lives.
So what kind of porn?
You're young and the restless.
8162938, if you're a lady out there, what kind of porn excites you?
And mum, you're not allowed to call.
Yeah. I was about to say, mum and Tiff will be talking about this afterwards.
All right, last article, and this is the one that LT didn't want to read out on air because I'm pretty sure he must have had this done.
Yep.
Following on from the popularity of Vajazzle, which I didn't realise what Vajazzle was. I've heard of women say Vajazzle, but I never really figured it out.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's like Braille for...
Yeah, Vajazzling is, you know, the decoration of the female parts with crystals.
So it's like a bee dazzle.
It's just above it. It's in that little landing strip area.
And supposedly now men are doing it, and it's called perjazzling, where men get their member all spruced up with some crystals.
You can stay the hell away from me with one of those things.
So we're thinking next week on, as Matt's
even
payback.
Even without the
as Matt's payback, where you get some perjazzling going.
All right, yeah. Even without the pajazzling, okay, I'd like you to keep yours away from me.
All right,
but
I'm up for it.
It's not going to be expensive, mate. We're just going to go get dodgy old beads from $2 shop.
It's just going to get one of those old 80s jackets and pull them off the jacket and stick them on.
No, we're just going to get some old beads from $2 op shop, and we're going to get some clag, and we're going to pajazzle you up. Or may not even need clag if you get too excited.
Clag might taste all right.
It's a Thursday big breakfast.
Thursday big breakfast, and we've covered some territory. Anyway, let's put on some music, boys. What do you reckon?
Please.
I reckon I'm going to approach the court about
what?
Being able to do it here in the studio.
Good idea.
Maybe I am insane, and maybe it's time for you, Jake the Snake Roberts, to find out how insane I am. Yeah. Right now, yeah. Go on.
Let's get back to ringside.
Mean
Gene.
That was old Mean Gene Oakland. And that was just before Macho Man Randy Savage fought Jake the Snake Roberts.
So what happened to Macho Man? He just drove into a tree?
He had a heart attack while he was driving.
Oh.
And smashed himself into a tree, which didn't help matters, really. It's pretty bad. But anyway, that brings us to our next topic, actually. Cursed events. Now, there's a lot of rumours out there, but people talk about cursed things, like, for instance, Poltergeist. The set of Poltergeist was supposedly cursed, and a lot of people from that production have passed away. Some of the actors have.
The car that James Dean died in,
yep,
apparently has gone around and it's a bit cursed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Supernatural.
The Bruce Lee family curse.
Well, supposedly...
pretty much...
Yeah, that's true.
The Kennedys.
Yeah,
almost
Kennedys
got rid of most of them.
Cursed. Yep, yep. The New South Wales State of Origin team.
Yep.
That's pretty cursed.
Yeah, they're cursed.
And the South Sydney Rabbitohs are as well. one thing that came to mind, and this is pretty amazing, actually. WrestleMania 7, the amount of wrestlers and managers that have passed away that were involved in WrestleMania 7 is pretty crazy.
Really?
So
How long ago was WrestleMania 7?
WrestleMania 7, I think, was in 1988 or something like that, 1989.
They're up to about 20 something now, aren't they? So it was about 20 odd years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I mean, it's pretty amazing that a lot of these, like Big Boss Man. I'll do the list. So we got Big Boss Man. Remember him? He was the copper.
Yep.
He died of a heart attack. Crush. It says unconfirmed as cause of death, but I reckon he might have been crushed. Earthquake died of bladder cancer.
Oh God.
So, with a great name like Earthquake, you'd think he probably would have died of something else.
Bellquake
died in an earthquake.
Hercules, he died of heart disease. So, it's got ages here, too. So, like, Big Boss Man died at 41. Crush died at 44. Earthquake died at 42. Hercules died at 47. Hawk from, what was that tag team? Legion of Doom. He passed away with a heart attack at 46. Joey Morella, I'm not sure who Joey Morella was, but he died of a car accident at 31. Texas Tornado at 33 killed himself. I thought that was kind of ironic. Dino Bravo, gunshot, 44. British Bulldog, heart attack at 39.
I remember the British Bulldog. He was cool.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
Man, what you talking about? See, he did.
He'll live forever in the games.
Miss Elizabeth, she died as well. Yeah. She was 42. She died of a drug overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Perfect, he died as well at 44 of a drug overdose.
Guess he wasn't that. Thank you.
Andre the Giant died of heart failure at 46.
You know, we've got a friend of Kat's was a lifetime, was a close family friend of Andre the Giant. Whenever he was in town, Kat's friend and her dad would go and pick Andre up, and they had to take the front seat out of the car to get Andre into the back of the car and let him stretch right through.
So, hang on. So when he showed up, because I'm assuming getting a car seat out of a car is probably not an easy thing to do.
No, they had to unbolt the front seat out of the car so he could sit in the back and stretch through.
Right.
This is back when my wife, Kat, was a kid. I think it was primary school, early high school. Her friend's family were part of Australian wrestling, you know, pretty heavily induced. And when Andre died, it was a really big shock to the entire family and the school, because Andre came down to the school, the whole lot. It was really...
Yeah, he was a big personality, I saw a doco on him, and he was crazy.
He wasn't just a big personality, he was a lovely person. Yeah. Like, he came across as a really lovely... I mean, you know, I've only ever really seen him on, you know...
The Princess Bride.
And Princess Bride. But he was lovely in Princess Bride.
Everybody move!
That's right, he was on LT's favourite movie. Forgot about that.
Yep.
And, of course, the Macho Man passed away. And
so they're all... How many people are left from...
Well, Hulk Hogan's still, unfortunately.
There couldn't be too many of them.
Hogan's still around, and I'm not sure who he... I think he fought Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake's still alive.
Mm. He was governor, wasn't he, for a while?
What, Jake the Pig?
Jake the Snake?
Yeah. No, was he? No, I thought it was Jesse Ventura that was the governor.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Did you guys
the Body Ventura.
Yep.
Did you guys ever get around to watching the Undertaker versus Undertaker number 22, whatever it was, number 18, I think it was.
Yeah, I'm not much of an Undertaker fan.
Did he fight himself?
Yeah, he fought himself back in 98.
It's a good way to guarantee a win.
It was Paul Bear's Undertaker versus the Million Dollar Man's Undertaker, and it was a great match. It was brilliant. Get out there and download it, people.
There you go.
What happened? Who won?
The Undertaker.
Didn't see that one
in a close decision.
Yeah, Paul Bear's there with the urn going, I am the Undertaker. I really control him. Million Dollar Man. They're going, I've made my own Undertaker. And he's got flashing the cash. It was great.
So is there like rumours behind somebody putting a curse on it or something?
Well, I know. It's just an article that I found on Yahoo. And then it says over one quarter of the performers who took part in 1991's, there you go, 1991's WrestleMania 7, have died. The Wrestling Observer newsletter discovered that 14 of the 51 performers at the event have died in the past 20 years, with many of the deaths attributed to drug use.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably more the fact back in the day they used to use roids and all that stuff. I imagine they're all going to die of heart failure anyway.
Looking at the list, it is a sobering reminder of the realities of a make-believe sport like professional wrestling. Not all of the men and women listed played a part in their own demise.
That's make-believe?
Referee Joey Morella was the victim of a car crash that occurred when he was driving home from a match. That's who Joey was. Yeah.
There you go.
And then they point out that, you know, compared to other sports during that time... points out none of the 44 starters of the Super Bowl that was played in 1991 have passed away, and only two of the 44 boxers who held a championship belt that year are dead. So there you go.
Mm.
So for all the make-believe, for all the, you know, people saying it's not real, they pretty much kill themselves to do it. I mean, really, to jump off things and smash things over people's heads.
They shorten their life considerably.
Mm.
There's a lot of them that have died while doing it as well.
I think we need a group hug.
Maddie's
trying to pick
get
us
a bit
up again.
Too macho again. Okay, it's a little strange in here now.
Yeah, talking about macho.
It's village people.
Stokesy's showing us the chest hair again. Oh, it's just bristling.
Why do your eyes always go to his chest hair?
It's better than looking at my hair. Thursday Big Breakfast at 7 past 7. You're tuned in to 2RRR 88.5.
We've got a special guest.
Holly's just walked in.
Holly. How are you, Holly?
Just in time. Just in time. We're about to talk about homeless things, and you've just walked in. That's awesome. That's great timing.
Wait, what?
We're about to talk about homeless cats and dogs.
Oh, thanks.
So you're suggesting I'm a homeless cat?
You've got great timing.
Wow. Oh, I think.
One down, one to go. And you know what? I beat the Zodiac, yeah. And we had even a little audience participation, yeah. Because I'm wild, yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, Hulk Hogan. I heard what you said about me a few days ago, yeah. And I don't think that you can separate business from friendship. I'm your friend. But if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Randy Savage, I know
you are... Your mustache is crooked.
Your beard is a little sideways, too, but I don't want to get into that.
That's
I'm not
right.
going to take personal pot shots at you or anybody else. That's not my nature.
Get in line, everybody.
I'm a little better guy than that. I don't mind telling you.
Cool.
I'm a bigger man.
Cool.
Well, how did we get into this?
That's okay, man.
Very curious.
I'm going to take Lex Luger because I know he's going to beat Ming because I'm going to make sure he does.
Can we just get away from the subject of the Luger potential Randy Savage match? I want to ask you one other question because everywhere I go, people are talking about these two monster trucks that are going to be colliding here a little bit later on. The Giant in the Dungeon of Doom truck and your good friend Hulk Hogan in the Hulkster's monster truck.
My curiosity is killing me just like a cat would be killed by the curiosity, yeah, because of the fact machine versus machine and man versus man doubled and tripled by the exposure of the WCW Heavyweight Championship belt. Don't you think I have a little bit of interest right there?
I think
friendships, friendships, business is business. Hulk Hogan already drew the line in the sand. I'm just following it up. Yeah.
All right, we're going to be watching very closely.
I'm going to be a participant, and I'm going to be watching, too, through the video scope. Yeah.
Thank you, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. He is one of a kind. Let's get you back inside Joe Louis into the ring.
That was the Macho Man, one of his great promos from the WCW days. It's 23 past 7. You listen to 2RRR 88.5, the Thursday Big Breakfast. We've actually got Holly in the house.
We've just been given some... leg-breaking news.
Leg-breaking.
Leg-breaking. The Monday Big Breakfast is being taken over by the Holly Meister.
Yep. Wow, so it's Holly Big Breakfast Monday mornings.
Well, eventually.
Is it just going to be you or, you know, someone talented?
Probably the...
Oh, ouch.
Oh,
the
I know.
I am
that was.
Someone talented. Thank you very much.
Somewhat talented?
Yeah, somewhat talented. Thank you.
So you're taking over the Monday Breakfast. What have you got planned for us? Phrase of the day. Weirdo Yankovic.
Going to be themes.
Strippers.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be a really cheap rip-off of Thursday.
Ours is already a cheap rip-off of Wednesday, so...
So we're just going to go to grade a little bit lower.
Well, I don't know if that's possible, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if you've been listening in, but...
So are you looking for co-hosts for your show? Are you looking for the people who...
I am.
Do you need guests?
I am. I'm looking for guests, and I think I have a co-host. I don't know. It's really bad of me. Someone from the training course.
Who are they dumping you with this time?
Someone from the training course.
Someone.
It's a lady this time.
Someone that you get along with, that you work well with as a team, like last time?
Maybe. Hopefully. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, that's exciting.
It's good to have you back, Holly.
Yeah, it is. It's good to have a female voice in here.
Well, that's good. Was I missed?
Mm. Tumbleweeds.
Crickets. Crickets.
Of course we missed you, Holly.
You all suck.
We missed you totally.
Yeah, I want to hug you, but
please don't.
You might take
it'd be
it the
unethical.
Wrong way.
Might be a bit difficult.
Look, there's a hug happening, people.
Christian side hug.
There's a hug happening.
A Christian side hug.
That's beautiful.
She's not wearing a bra.
Yes, I am.
Oh, there's a bra there. Just got to see it.
Thank you. I'm so glad this is radio and not TV.
So have you vajazzled of late?
Huh?
Do you know what vajazzling is?
I would assume it's putting bling bling on your business.
On your thing thing. That's
yeah,
exactly
yeah, bling
right.
bling on your thing thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, that is it. Pretty much they make little patterns of shiny above your thing thing.
You could also do that with a microdermal. Sorry, that's my inner piercing talking. Inner piercing.
How is the piercing job going?
It's good. It's
what
good.
The hell is a microdermal?
It's basically... just
sounds like something LT has.
Oh, dear. No, it's basically just a piece of metal that you put into your skin using a really sharp piece of tool.
Metal.
Yes.
A sharp tool.
A sharp tool.
Oh, that's like kind of Matthew. Describes Matt, yeah.
Yes.
Except for the sharp bit.
Yeah, oh, damn.
Not quite.
Beat him
Not
to
quite.
It. She yells, ah. Anyway, well, actually, the theme for today is macho. So,
really?
Have you had any macho people come into the to get pierced and have screamed like girls.
Have you considered vajazzling as part of the business?
Well, we actually had a woman a while ago. I wasn't working there at the time, but got her pubic mound dermalized.
Okay.
So we've had some vajazzling at our work.
I like that term, pubic mound.
Well, that's technically it's what it's called.
It always gives me a visual of a fresh grave, you know what I mean? Just a bit over the top, fresh mound.
Oh, God knows what's underneath.
Probably something dead and smelly.
Yeah, should be 6 feet under.
Thursday big breakfast. Yeah,
we've already gone there already.
Oh, aren't you glad I'm back for today at least?
Oh, it's 7:30.
It's nearly 27 past, actually.
Wow.
So, again, Macho, this is a bit of a tribute show as well to the late, great Macho Man Randy Savage, which I think was probably before your time.
Yeah, it's
Holly.
A little bit before my time.
But yeah, do you get into the wrestling? Do you ever...
No.
Nah, never gone out and watched guys hurl themselves around in undies and big boots?
No, that's just my Saturday night.
Hey, you're going to Comic-Con this year? What are you going to dress as?
Supernova.
Supernova?
What does Supernova look like?
It's a Comic-Con.
Yeah, but I know Comic-Con, but you're going to go as Supernova.
No, right? Supernova is Supernova. Australia's Comic-Con.
Oh, right.
And what are you going to go dressed as? I'm going to Winter Wonderland in the Blue Mountains, so I don't get to go.
Go spit that out properly.
I have no idea what I'm going as.
I think you should go as the Avenger.
9816-2938. What kind of lycra do you want to see Holly?
No, I don't want to see myself in any lycra, to be perfectly honest.
LT has just left the building.
He's just
LT just licked
screaming.
His fingers, actually. That's what worried me. He just licked his fingers. That's disgusting.
And I'm standing next to him.
Yeah, LT is currently reading a magazine from year 2000, and he just keeps licking and turning every page. Wouldn't be so bad, but I know where that magazine's been for the last 11 years.
Actually, let's talk about that, actually, because just for the people that are listening, I managed to go through my back catalogue of Ralph magazines, and don't ask, but I do have a back catalogue of Ralph magazines. Well, because I've been sick of late, as you can tell, I've got a bit of a head cold, I've had some time to sit around and, you know, look through my old man mags, and I managed to find a Ralph magazine from May 2001, and it happens to have Mr. Matty G in it.
No, really?
Yes, it does, actually. It's on...
Page...
I'm just trying to figure out what page it's on. We did have the page ready.
What is he doing in a man's magazine?
Go around and read it.
So, the name of the article is called Stud Farm, and it's Knight Riders.
Can I read the title that they have under Stud?
Matt, you can take
no,
over.
No, no,
right
no, no, no.
This is yours.
The title of the article was Super Studs Share Their Sex Snaring Secrets with Their Less Successful Brothers.
Can I just say that was not scripted? That's exactly what it says.
That was
Super
amazing.
Studs Share Their Sex Snaring Secrets with Their Less Successful Brothers.
Oh, right. You're mean.
Anyway, yeah, of course I am. So anyway, look, there's a photo of old Matty G, and supposedly his quote is, "You don't go straight for the clitoris."
Well, you don't.
Like a bull at a gate.
I mean, Holly, you understand that. When you've got a big, sharp bit of metal, you don't go straight for it.
No, you didn't.
One of the questions is, do you have a first line? And Matty said, "I just try to act as normal as possible." I thought that was the funniest part. Not like a sleazy, scummy person. And then I even laughed even more.
Hang on. So where did you get this article from? Because I don't remember doing this.
This is from Ralph magazine from April 2001. This is back when magazines cost $6.95. It's the one with Kimberly Joseph in it, which we all remember. She used to do kids' shows. Would you do? Also, another quote from Matt here is, "I don't look at a girl and think, she's going to like to be butt stuffed tonight." I couldn't say that other word.
No.
I can't believe you said that in a magazine, Matt. That's just disgusting.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm going to clear the air on this one.
All right. Hang on. Before I want one more quote. Matthew, "I'm average. Good looks help. But the second you open your mouth, you have to back it up with something." You haven't really followed your advice, have you?
Oh, come on. You're not even picking on the other two guys.
The other two guys actually know what they're talking about, Matt. That's why I'm not bothering with them.
I got paid $50 for that article. I still have a photocopy of the check.
Matthew, I head out to one of the retro clubs, have a couple of drinks, and just go and dance. I can dance for 2 hours, and I guarantee you a girl will come up. I have constant sex. Anyway, so I don't feel like the overwhelming urge to go out and have it. So anyway, nasty. That was Matt in Ralph 2001. If you want to look it up, he's there. There's a dodgy photo of him.
We'll do one even better. We're going to scan these and put it up on the Facebook website.
Definitely.
Big Breakfast. Now, I would like to point out, they've got three photos here. One of Stephen, one of Alex, and one of Matthew. The photo of Stephen is his face, but they changed his name. Alex, who says he has slept with over 1,000 women, not his photo, not his name. He didn't want anything to do with it, apparently, after he did the interview. With me, I get a photo shoot with a beautiful young lady in lingerie, and they go and misquote me. You don't go straight for the clitoris. Is not my quote. If you read the article, it's actually Stephen's quote.
Wow.
So I got misquoted in B-grade porn.
Scandal.
Let's bring it up. You
know. Ring the Packers. I would. I'd ring Media Watch, actually. Get ABC Media Watch going and say I was misquoted. Because, seriously, that's an editorial. It's not right.
Yeah, see, here it is. Stephen.
That's defaming someone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm defamed.
You have been defamed, man.
You know, I've defamed myself enough without needing that.
Fame's required before you can be defamed.
I mean, how could you not... For example, Alex, he says, rejection means no. Not now, but maybe later.
Wow.
I mean, statements like that are like, it's not rape if you yell surprise. Alex, I don't usually stick to one line. I just say whatever comes into my head. You know, these guys were no better or worse than I was. Therefore.
Okay, so Matt's had his little rant for the day. I think the look of horror and shock on his face when I bought the magazine out, it looked like he'd had a lot of prune juice when I got the magazine out. Because he recognised it straight away.
In the past, you couldn't talk to a woman straight out about sex. Now you can. If a girl has... Now, the word... I replaced the word that they have here with the word shaggable.
So wow, which is a big S word, so I'm surprised you did that.
If a girl has shaggable eyes and can't resist looking at me, I might tell her, "Go, oh no, go on, have a shot." You know, I was honest. I was honest about this. And I'm going to put it up for all of our listeners to look at. Thursday Big Breakfast.
Breakfast. Make sure you get on that Facebook page. You're going to see.
LT, you're quiet about this. Wrong-headed. You're just shocked, aren't you? You're shocked and stunned.
He's amazed.
Speechless.
Yes.
What about you, Holly? Do you think I'm now more attractive having read this article from 11 years ago?
I can't believe I just sat on your lap. I'm so worried. Yo, hey, Skills. What's up,
Crafty Cuts? They Big Breakfast, you're tuned in to 2RRR 88.5 FM with the Lumberjack and...
The Ewok.
Yeah, actually, I don't know how...
Actually, hey, the photos changed when out the guys from...
I've got a point to make.
Oh, look out. LT's back on the mic.
How am I Zach Galifianakis?
Because you're the one with the beard in the photo.
Fair enough.
And, you know, you look like you'd be good with babies.
Yep.
For the new movie,
we're going to have to shave your head.
That's right, I shaved my head anyway.
No, he's not shaved right now.
Anyway, it's been a while since I've had a shave, but it's not going to affect me much.
Boys, you know, obviously wrestling's been the thing we've been talking about the most today. Is there a match that stands out for you guys? I know for me, the big match that I remember the most was when Macho Man fought the Ultimate Warrior.
Mm.
Now, the Ultimate Warrior at the time was... massive.
Ultimate.
He was amazing. He'd run out to the ring and he would just smash everyone. And he wasn't really all that spectacular, but he used to just come out and smash everyone. A bit like how Goldberg ended up doing it in WCW. Anyway, he had a match with Macho Man, and he was the only man ever, up until that point in time, that had gotten up from a Macho Man flying elbow, which was his finishing move.
Mm.
Dropped elbows off the top turnbuckle. Five, he put on Ultimate Warrior, and Ultimate Warrior stood up. And when I was a kid, that freaked me out. I couldn't believe it. No one gets up from five.
Even the commentator said, go out in the backyard with LT and practice to see if you could get up from a couple of those elbows.
I didn't know LT at the time, and if I did, I would have.
And I would have got up.
He probably would have, actually.
For me.
Because my elbows aren't that big. They're kind of...
But maybe pointy helped.
Womenish.
For me, it was when Hulk Hogan lifted Andre the Giant.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was.
Were there cables involved or a hernia?
No, he actually did it.
Actually lifted him up.
He backslammed him.
Backslammed him.
fat.
And then for some reason, that knocked Andre the Giant out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just looked like a normal back slam to me.
But, I mean, it was a big sort of deal because nobody had ever lifted him and he was the biggest man in entertainment and nobody could ever lift him.
He had a heart attack not longer.
Hulk Hogan lifted him and slammed him. That sort of stuck out in my mind.
The one that, besides the Undertaker versus Undertaker one, the one that always stuck out in my mind were the Hart brothers going at it in a cage match.
Bret the Hitman and
Owen. What's it, Owen?
So Owen Hart was his little brother, yeah.
Yep. And Bret was number one at the time. He was the Hulk Hogan of his era. And they stuck the two brothers in the match, and they spent pretty much the entire time slowly crawling towards the door.
Yeah,
you know, first one would crawl towards it, then they'd pull him back, body slam him a couple of times, and the other one would jump over him and start crawling towards the door. And I spent the next 40 minutes of that fight screaming at it, "Will you just stand up and walk out the door?" That was just me.
Can you imagine if someone was out the front and they were like, "What does he want me to do? Just walk out the door?" What?
Sorry, see, I think the thing is, for me personally, a lot, you know, I used to get it from my mother, I now get it from my wife. Wrestling's not real, and why are you watching it if it's not real? And my thing is always, is Bold and the Beautiful real? No, we understand it's entertainment, we understand it's just melodrama.
Do you watch Bold and the Beautiful?
No, my point is, that's what they watch, and
do
I don't walk around saying to them, oh, whatever, insert typical female show here. Features, whatever.
Okay, anything Matt watches.
Yeah, whatever
hey,
you're watching.
Hey,
right,
this guy's a Princess Bride.
Oh, that's true.
And
sorry, Andre the Giant was in that. It's
he's
okay.
The girly.
Exactly.
Andre the Giant. There was a wrestler in that movie, so it makes it blokey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And sword fights. And
have you seen Princess Bride yet, Holly? Yeah, she's shaking her head.
Shaking her head.
Because you're going to really suck at War of the Roses.
Yeah, we understand it's not real. We understand it's fake. Yeah. We watch it for the entertainment value rather than, oh, my God, they're actually hurting each other.
All right, another question.
Can I say, up until 27 years old, I thought it was real.
So what, last year? okay, another question. All right, so fair enough. It's entertainment value. I missed all of that. Entertainment value. What level of entertainment value is that nowadays? It seems to have gone to an extreme level of stupidity.
It's just, at the moment, all it is good-looking women that are half-naked wrestling each other. I saw a midget on there the other day.
Awesome. Midget.
There's a ginger.
Wrestling. A ginger midget.
No, there is a ginger, really big ginger bloke. There shouldn't be gingers wrestling.
Could he go up against limits?
He's a beast, a ginger bloke. Sheamus or something. Sheamus O'Toole.
Nimitz versus Sheamus O'Toole.
Sheamus would kill him. But see, it's funny you say that they're not athletes and that it's all fake and whatever. Brock Lesnar transitioned over into UFC after being a professional wrestler, and he did pretty well.
I won't say that they're not athletes. But in the same way that ballerinas are still athletes, you know, they have to tone their bodies in such a way. But you know, I think that in wrestling case, they're about as athletic as ballerinas, and they might as well because they punch around in short little dresses and tight pants and do silly things.
No, but can I say they are athletes, and what they do is pretty dangerous a lot of the time
if you don't do it right. But I mean, with Jackass,
there's a lot of training,
especially the way Macho Man way he put
you on too loudly there, Holly.
Matches together. Anyway, Holly's passing out of sleep,
and she's going to be taking over the Monday Big Breakfast. What are you going to call it, Holly?
Well, I was on a microphone.
Sorry, she just walked through a really haunted house's door.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Because it's Thriller.
I'm talking through two microphones. Night. I get two microphones.
Yeah, just because you're bipolar.
It's my happy microphone. That's my sad microphone.
Yeah. And I notice the sad microphone's right next to LT.
I don't know what it's going to be called. I suppose.
The freak hour.
Sounds like
the sound of your eyelids opening up.
Yeah. By the way, it's 12 to 8.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Nimitz just sent a message saying, I would smash that Irish clown. So I think my money's on Nimdog.
That's right. He's the guy that's all lined up for old Matty Boy over here.
Still not going to happen. Nimitz, if it's going to happen, you're going to have to do it in the car park of this place.
Well, wait. We'll just get Nimitz to hide out the front. And then as Matt's leaving for the morning, we'll get him to charge out in his full gear and hit Matty.
Good idea.
Hey, Nimitz, quick question. If you can send 9816-2938 for the next War of the Roses, the punishment should be that they have to do a striptease down to their underwear on one of your stages at the Oxford Tavern. Could you give us Could you give us an official on that one? Yes or no?
In all over the many, many years that I've covered professional wrestling, I have seen a lot of changes. A lot of changes in this great sport. And a lot of changes in a number of individuals in professional wrestling. In the World Wrestling Federation, here is a man that has not only turned it around 180 degrees...
180 degrees!
But he's gone another 360 and then...
360!
And then another 180. Macho Man Randy Savage. You have changed over the past couple of months like I can not believe, sir.
I'm a chameleon, yeah.
Chameleon?
I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on. And the videoscope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, Elizabeth understands what I'm talking about, yeah.
Why is it, Macho Man, when I sit and talk to you, stand and talk to you for that matter, that I think of old Sonny and Cher hits? Why is that?
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
That beat in particular has got to include maybe the honky-tonk man, the Intercontinental Champion of the World. I know you're not getting along real well with members of the Bobby Heenan family, Macho Man. Not at all.
Let me tell you something right now. Talking about the greatest Intercontinental Champion that ever lived, the honky-tonk man is out of line. Yeah, because I am the greatest Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion that ever lived, and I am the greatest professional wrestler that ever lived, and I'm living now, yeah, right now.
You know, he makes no bones about making the proclamation that he is. I'm talking about the honky-tonk man. The greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
He says I can't sing and I can't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, right there, the fork in the road. I said go right. Elizabeth said go left. I went right. And then I understand what the situation was. I went over that one bridge, yeah. And then when I crossed that bridge, I found out that I was on the right side. And I said, Elizabeth, follow me, yeah, because I'm going straight to the top. The stars, yeah, the stars. One shining star in the night, shining brighter than all the other ones. And I'm talking light years away, yeah.
You're talking Macho Madness.
Macho Madness, yeah. Macho Madness rolling, yeah. You thought so, but I know so. And Macho Madness is coming straight at you, Honky Tonk Man. And I like, yeah, because I'm on a roll and I ain't stopping, yeah. Elizabeth, go right and I'm going left.
Can I ask a question, Macho Man?
No more questions.
I'm sorry about that. Macho Man Randy Savage.
And now on Team Triple R, here is that.
Sending out an SOS. That song goes for ages.
It does.
It's like you need an SOS just from the song.
It's just SOS repeated for the last 45 minutes.
Anyway, that was the Police.
Their concerts.
That makes up for the No Police interview today, unfortunately. Sorry about that, guys. Hopefully next week we'll get the boys in blue in here to have a chat. Anyway, before that was Macho Man's greatest rant of all time. Obviously, he was very upset with a guy called the Honky Tonk Man.
The Honky Tonk.
Look, everyone gets upset with the Honky Tonk Man. He's always smashing his guitar over people's heads. He's not a very savoury character.
You know what I liked about it, though? They had, like, full-on race riots and Nikolai Volkov and...
Yeah, the Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik. Everyone hated him and booed him and...
Yep.
Yeah.
They were professionals.
Good stuff.
Professionals. The Iron Sheik had curly shoes.
Yep, the pointy...
That's what I remember the most. Shoes. Curly shoes. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. It's nearly 8 o'clock.
Thank God for
that. We've managed to get through it. I've had a head cold, so I do apologise for my nasally voice. And I mean that for all the times that I do have one.
And I apologise for picking up Matt's lisp.
Yeah. Yes, I still can't believe that that's happening.
We've had someone
I don't believe it.
That
whoever LT... this colleague of yours is, I'm going to punch him in the head.
We'll set that up, actually. That'd be great.
To be even compared to Matt just makes me, you know...
That's very much
makes you awesome.
Say.
Makes you awesome, man.
There's no coming back. There's no coming back from that. My self esteem will never be the same.
Okay, so LT had some self esteem. news to me. I had no idea.
It took me years to build up the tiny bit I had. Now it's gone.
Anyway, it's been the Thursday Big Breakfast. That's what you've been listening to. 2RRR 88.5. Enjoy work today. Have
with
fun.
A special guest.
Oh yeah, we've had Holly in today as well. Which
don't
was,
forget to tune into Holly's Monday Breakfast.
Eventually. Monday Breakfast with Holly.
Or Monday nights. Monday Night Metal. I'm on Monday.
Don't
Monday
tune
night
into that because we listened the other night and it was horrible music.
Honestly, it sounded like someone was getting possessed by the devil.
Yeah, that's basically all it is.
Like someone was swinging a cat.
Someone put a cat in a blender and turned on.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
We'd like to thank the cat lady for also calling.
Oh. Yeah, we'd also like to thank Kristen from the Cat Protection Society. Thanks for calling in, Kristen. I hope you have a good day too. And stay tuned for the next show, which will be on in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
It's called Substance.
It's called Substance. Substance.
We don't have any of.
Anyway, here's some volunteer stuff and some music. Enjoy. Have a great day. Stay macho.